Leveraged loan market heats up. LSTA US Leveraged Loan 100 Index sees record weekly gain in 2024. In a striking development for the leveraged loan market, the SPDALB Index, which tracks the Morningstar LSTA US Leveraged Loan 100, has recorded its most significant weekly gain of 2024. This surge signals a robust return of investor confidence. It could have far-reaching implications for the broader financial landscape, particularly in loan issuance, leveraged buyouts, LBOs, and mergers and acquisitions, M&A. This is a timely read about the second largest LBO, Squarespace Incorporated's $6.6 billion all-cash go private, of the year taking shape in our election year in the U.S. The deal is likely to fetch between 20% and 40% financing in the syndicated loan universe, with Blue Owl, Blackstone, and Ares vying for a seat with Permira leading the transaction. Take a look at the raised versus target height delta below. It is large and comparatively larger than the same period in 2023 and 2022. This suggests a tough capital environment. However, there are mounting signs of stress in the direct lending market. Non-accrual loan rates, an early indicator of potential losses, have surged at major business development companies, BDCs, like FS KKR Capital Corp., where the ratio hit 13% last quarter. While overall levels look benign, analysts warn that underperforming credits need active management to mitigate losses. General Atlantic and XL need further confidence in the deal to reinvest. Seldom witnessed with an agreement of this scale. Investors are signaling a renewed appetite for risk, pivoting towards assets with higher yields amidst a stabilizing economic backdrop. This shift is underscored by decreased risk aversion, possibly driven by an improved economic outlook and easing inflation concerns. The rally in the SPDALB index suggests that the market for leveraged loans is active and thriving, a sentiment that could encourage further issuance of such loans. Financing implications for corporates. The current market conditions could not be more favorable for corporates, particularly those with higher leverage ratios or those considered below investment grade. The buoyancy in the leveraged loan market suggests that these firms may find lenders more willing to finance ambitious projects, refinance existing debts at more favorable terms, or support operational expansions. This is particularly pertinent for sectors traditionally relying on leveraged loans for their capital needs. The uptick in the SPDALB index is expected to directly impact the volume of LBO and M&A activities. A healthier leveraged loan market provides private equity firms and corporate buyers with the financial leverage to pursue acquisitions. This could increase dealmaking activities as access to capital becomes less constrained and more competitively priced. Portfolio management strategies. For portfolio managers and institutional investors, the current trends necessitate a strategic reassessment. The allure of higher returns from leveraged loans might tempt a shift in portfolio allocations, increasing exposure to this segment. However, this comes with a caveat, the need for rigorous risk assessment and management, given the volatile nature of high-yield investments. Economic indicators and policy implications. The performance of the SPDALB index also serves as a barometer for economic health. A robust leveraged loan market often precedes economic optimism, suggesting investors might be betting on continued economic resilience or recovery. This perspective could influence future monetary policies, especially if the market shows signs of overheating. Normalization of the yield curve. The expected normalization of the yield curve, driven by crucial rate cuts, mainly affects the valuation and performance of financial assets. A normalized yield curve typically reduces the risk premiums investors demand, making leveraged loans more attractive due to their higher yield than safer assets. The record gains in the SPDALB index highlight a pivotal moment for the leveraged loan market in 2024. The implications for loan issuance, LBO, and M&A activities are significant, with investor confidence peaking. Stakeholders across the financial spectrum, from corporate treasurers to investment managers, must navigate this evolving landscape with a balanced approach to opportunity and risk. As the market dynamics unfold, the leveraged loan market will undoubtedly be a critical area to watch. As interest rates rose sharply in 2022 and remained elevated in 2023, the higher borrowing costs put downward pressure on leveraged loan prices, as represented by the SPDALB index. Higher interest rates make it more expensive for companies to service their debt, increasing the risk of defaults, especially for highly leveraged firms. About Plaquemines Holdings. Plaquemines are super-efficient organisms that are self-sustaining, highly coordinated, operate systematically, and produce therapeutic compounds. Plaquemines Holdings takes its approach from this model, builds on three generations of experience, and applies both to the companies PH serves. Based in New York and with a team of experienced investment professionals committed to operational excellence, PH partners with private equity sponsors and entrepreneurs to unlock growth and drive long-term success. Written by James Tannehill, president of Plaquemines Holdings LLC and contributor to Plaquemines Global Insights.